game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the...
Oh, shit. Check, check. Yeah, I'm mute. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. You can't switch it over. Hey, wait. Can you hear me, E? Wait, I can't. Where's, I'm having some... Hold on a second. Where's my time go? Yeah. Yeah, I can't hear you. Wait, wait. Oh, wait. You hear me? Can you hear me? Wait, I can't hear you. Hold on one second. Hold on. You hear that? You can't hear me at all. Hold on. Shit. Hold on a second. Shit. I just heard you a second ago. Let me see audio. Oh, wait. All right, hold on one second. I don't know what happened. Hold on.
Man is not leading his life like that. He's not calling the shots, you know, orchestrating everything, setting up the date, telling her where we're going to go, the type of vibe, the atmosphere. I need you in this mindset. You know, put your problems aside for tonight. You know, you know, don't bring no stress tonight. I want you relaxed and calm. It's like these things matter. And if God, and here's the thing, I'm going to sound kind of mean saying this, but I got to say it. Men today are extremely too basic and too afraid to do any of these things. So it's going to be a process, one step at a time. But there's only one head coach, one president. Not to say there aren't pivotal roles outside of that, because there certainly are, and a woman can bring value. But you have to position her to bring value. You have to bring the best out in her. You have to even introduce her to things that she doesn't even know she's good at.
Mm.
And so if you're not leading, see, women don't know what they're good at. Dean and Steve knows this.
Oh, yeah.
They don't really know. Even if they think they suspect they're good at it, they're still insecure about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're still insecure about it. So you have to boost their self-esteem, their confidence. You have to even, whatever they're good at, it's a man's job that makes her great at it.
Right,
so she can
right,
be an asset
right,
to
right.
the program. So I wanted to say that to kick things off.
Well, brother, you're absolutely right. And what guys need to understand, not understand guys, but understand, is that in order to understand terms, okay, now what a woman's going to see is, like I always say, she's going to test to bite the gold. Basically, she's going to bite the gold to see, are you real or are you fake gold? And based off of what she determines you are by how you act in front of her, that's gonna be the key of who's gonna have terms and who's not. And I think what a lot of guys don't understand, and this is why we always push internal. This is why we always push beliefs, values, character, principles, tendencies, how you roll, your concept, your self-confidence, your self-image, your self-identity, your principles. All these things are always key, gentlemen, because the thing is, when a woman's going to test us all to see what she can get away with and what she can't get away with. And see, she's allowed to have her terms when we're not around. She's allowed to have all the terms she wants, and I'm going to say it again, when we're not around. But when you're on the phone with me, or you're in my presence, at my house, or I'm at your place, It's my terms. Everything falls under my guidance. I'm never falling behind your guidance at all. E, what say you on that, my brother?
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% true, and I do agree with you that, you know, like I've heard you say this before, and to some degree, I definitely agree with it. You said, I don't really care how she treats other people, just as long as she comes at me right.
Shit, yeah.
And I do respect that. Yeah. The only thing I would add to that is that if you are trying to upgrade her, now she's a complete reflection of you.
Yes.
So if she's out there acting a fool in the streets, you know,
yes.
uncouth, can't communicate, ratchet.
Yes.
And then people find out, yo, that's Steve the Dean's girl right there.
Oh,
they're going to be like, Dean shows that shit right there?
Yeah.
So fuck. You know, and so it does fall back on you. And so just remember that in the beginning, you can't really force her to do anything.
Right,
now,
right.
If she's campaigning to be your girl, she wants a permanent spot, she likes what she, you
yes,
know, she loves
yes.
being in your presence, love being under your tutelage, then at this point, you got to let her know, like, listen, hey, there's certain things that are going to be disqualified if you get advanced.
Yes.
Okay, we've been casual this far, and it's been dope, but you're actively campaigning for a permanent spot or number one spot. So if I give that to you, we need to have a sit down because rules will then change a bit, okay? You know, you're a reflection of me. So if you're on social media posting, you know, goofy ass pictures with tequila shots in your hand and middle finger out, and you know, shit, really, my girl shouldn't even be on social media for multiple reasons. Not because I want a controller. Well, actually, I do want a controller, but I want a controller for all the right reasons.
Yes.
I am of the belief that people, for the most part, control is good in a lot of situations. Because if I were to tell every person watching Steve, Unique 79, Uncle Guns, Walter, Fierce Soul 85, Red Pills, and What Matters, all these people, if I were to say, hey, from now on, no truck drivers are bringing food to your grocery stores. Nobody is butchering the cow. You're on your own. You got to build your own house. Okay, there's no contractors that are come save you. You are 100% relying on yourself. These motherfuckers will fall apart, bro. They will fall. They're gonna fall apart if they lose this, bro. If they lose this cell phone, they're through, man.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that to some degree, you people want freedom. Shit, if we gave you freedom, you wouldn't even know what to do with yourself. So what I'm saying is that a woman does need to be controlled. It has to be, you know, a sensible control. It has to be a righteous control. But a woman definitely has to be controlled by a man.
Yeah, I always believe that, you know, she is a representation of you, you know what I mean? And she must carry herself in a dignified way. L, shout out real quick, LeBron, hold on. Okay, shout out to you, brother. Appreciate the super chat, brother. Thank you very much. Guys, I want to call
Thank
in.
You so much.
I have the number and all that. So we got your question. Guys, you have a question, just put a Q in there and we'll stacking up your questions. We'll definitely post them. But, yeah, she's a representation. But, gentlemen, in order for her to be a representation of you, you've got to be a representation to yourself. You have to know what you are, what you stand for, and you must show her what expectations are. And when a woman really wants to be with you, she's going to come to you. Shout out to MS. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate that,
so much,
man.
Bro.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So, you know, the thing is
leave
that
a review, man. Leave a review when you get a chance, please.
Yeah. Go on that. Go on that, man. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Put them 5 stars up on that shit, man. Put them 5 stars.
Shit,
up.
Give it 3. Whack, shit. If you think it's whack, give it 3. Shit, whatever. But yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, but real quick, Red Pill. What I'm saying. Okay, Red Pill. We'll get to you in a second, man. It's not a calm down. What they're trying to tell you. Is that the problem is in how your name. Everything you're saying is your problem. We'll get to your question in a second, but I was just saying, E, you're absolutely right. She is the representation, and it's really up to you. But Red Pill, okay, we're going to use you as an example, Red Pill. Okay, let's go to Red Pill real quick. All right, here we go. So he's dealing with a woman with 5 kids. She tells me she thinks I would not want to be dealing with her because she has too many responsibilities. What should I do? See, this is, okay. Right, that's too many. Red Pill. See, this is the problem is the first thing you need to do is get rid of that name that you have because you've got the game all twisted by listening to individuals that put you in a position where you're not only telling her what to do, you're not running the relationship. And this is a key right here, E. This is a woman that's doing things on her terms, and you're following her terms. And that's the problem. But E, what say you on this, my brother?
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, to throw out Steve's legendary line, I mean, why do you hate yourself?
Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, if you're dealing with a woman with 5 kids, look, there's a woman with 5 kids right now that has higher standards than you. Look, I've met women with kids that are like, yeah. I don't want to do with kids. I'm like, you know, you're delusional as fuck, but I kind of like the fact that you still got a standard underneath all that delusion.
Yes.
Like, underneath all that delusion, all that makeup and all that cake-up, all that bullshit, all that manipulation, I mean, all that clown behavior and all that clown look that you got going on. You still got to stand another there. You, go on here, girl. Get your ass. You got five kids from seven dudes talking about it. I don't want no guy with kids. I'm like, you know, so I'm just telling this guy, I mean, you're a disrespect to the Red Pill community, really. I mean, there's some dope dudes in the Red Pill community. You know, we don't really claim that, but we know some of those guys, and we've done some affiliate, you know, situations where we, you know, collaborated rather with them. So now look, there's some guys out there that are solid, and I'll be honest, to ask a question like this, you're a disrespect to that community. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, you really are. Five kids, she tells me she thinks I would not want dealing with her. Bro, you hate yourself. You definitely hate yourself, and you got no options to deal with a woman with five human beings that don't belong to you.
Yeah. And the word, we got your MS. We got your questions and stuff. But what I was saying real quick is that if you read this, you'll see why a lot of you guys need help. And the fact that what you're saying here is that she tells me she thinks she's telling you what she thinks. All right, you don't want to deal with her because she has too many responsibilities. And then the next part is like, come on, man, what should I do? Dude, what y'all got to understand, the reason why a lot of you guys do things on women's terms is because they see you as a mark. And like I said before, when a lot of you guys in Red Pill, what matters, this is you. You have no sense of self. You have no kind of standard. You're not even on your square. Matter of fact, I would even say your fuck game is even whack because she's saying this kind of shit to you. So you need a lot of help. And it's not, I don't want to knock you, but the fact that you can't see the writing on the wall shows how blind you are, but how women can see you for what you are. Real quick, E, he's got that mentality of I call it a window mentality. See, gentlemen, when you look at a window, and you can do it right now, gentlemen, you'll see a light reflection of yourself in that mirror, in that window, excuse me. But who's ever on the other side of that mirror sees you for what you really are, and you guys don't understand that. So you're not only on her terms, but you're her bitch, and you're her mark, with all due respect. I'm just saying, man, you in a feminine position with all that cake-ass shit. But go ahead. You got it, E.
Very much more to add to that, man. I mean, I couldn't even fathom. I don't even want to be around her.
No, man.
I mean, like real talk, like I barely want to be around the bitch. So, like, to be around the bitch and five kids that don't belong to me, you lost your damn mind, bro. So we say this with love. You found us. You know, we're not trying to belittle
you.
In a way, we're kind of trying to belittle you because we want you to wake up.
Mm.
So sometimes when we go in on you, we're not doing it because we get off on that. We don't get off on that, trust me. We want to try to wake you men up. We dedicate 2 hours tonight, 2 hours Sunday nights, and then obviously we do our independent shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this to run a business, but secondly, we're doing this to wake you men up. So please, get rid of that woman, see her casually, but I wouldn't even say see her casually. I mean, five kids is entirely too many human beings, bro.
That's way too much.
She comes with too much. She laid her bed. She got to lay in it. You know, she made her bed, rather. She has to lay in it. She went out, let five dudes, none of them, five human beings came out of her. I mean, you would be a complete loser to hang out with this woman.
And real quick, E, it's kind of like the guy yesterday that was getting beat up by his girlfriend that wouldn't let her go. You know what I mean? Yeah, the two-piece. He couldn't let her go.
Right.
Because, and the reason was because he had no self-worth. And when you don't have self-worth and you get around a woman who has who's insecure, she's going to walk all over you, man. That's how it is. Got a question right here, my brother.
Yeah, all right. M. Shaba says, what do you think about the women who have refound God? Hey, it's her business. I mean, that's her business. That's her delusion. You know, who am I to tell her that? You know, everybody has to find God, so to speak, in their own way. I'm not here to tell anybody how to find God or whatever. Now, if you're my woman, I'm going to encourage you and teach you a way that I found myself through this life, which is divine in and of itself. And that's my belief. But, you know, and then my woman, I help her. I help, by finding a righteous life and a righteous mindset, a righteous living, then I can introduce that righteous living to a woman. And then it points her to her where she's not living righteously. And if she decides, I want to live righteously. I want more peace. I want more relaxation. I want to worry less about the worldly things. I want to worry less about a lot of stuff. I want to be around this dude that is settled, that is peaceful, that is calm. But he's a great teacher. He's a great lover. He romances me and he romances everything outside of me. And so I want to be around a guy like that. I would want to have a man's children that lives like that because I trust him. He's calm. He's not easily rattled. And so M. Shab, I'll throw it to Steve, but really you need to be focusing on what you're finding, what you're discovering, what you're creating, and the emphasis shouldn't be on what she's doing. Now, when you unite with someone, the two of you share who and what you are with each other, and at that point you decide if this is a good fit or not.
Yeah, M. Shaba, I'm gonna take another wave on this one because he's right, and I'm gonna take it on the. We're on the same street, we just the same street.
Let's hear it, bro.
So,
I like it.
So peep game, brother. And this is what I always tell you guys: there's three levels of trust. I keep telling you, there's when you first meet a woman, there's no trust in where she thinks she has value, where she has morals, she has standards, and I think this is where you're at. See, a lot of women will come to you and say, "I'm not that kind of woman. I go to church on Sunday. I feed the homeless. I have morals. You got to take me on 4 dates just to get a hug." And, you know, they're on this high moral ground in the beginning because they don't know you and they think they have value. Not saying they have value. They think they have value. But every woman that says that shit to you will do the nastiest shit you see on porn as well when she begins to trust you. See, when she's saying that I have refound God, or you just meet her, she's saying that. What she's saying, again, is the test. Okay, are you going to take the bullshit? I mean, I refound God. They all found God because, hey, I can't tell you how many times he probably called me. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, no, my name ain't E. My name is, oh, Lord, Jesus Christ, God damn. Because when I'm fucking them, that's all they say. Oh, Lord, Jesus Christ, God damn, that kind of shit. So what I'm saying is, he's right what he's saying, but I'm saying on the front end, a lot of women will pretend or portray a false role of moral values and standards of, I'm a good girl. They all think they have value at first, and they come in with this push until they bite the gold. And then when they see that they are being led by a man, that's when, remember I told you, you never break the belief system in a woman. That's where her moral values are. That's attached what's between her legs. With emotion and behavior modification, right, the sub-system in her mind where instead of I'm a good girl, she's a good girl to everybody else, but to you, she's a bad girl. He would say you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what you pull out of her and what you tap into. I've said that every girl's got the slow gene.
Oh, yeah.
Every girl.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing. It's not bad.
Yes.
I mean, every woman is part of biology. I mean, you want to fuck. I mean, the number one, I would say, significant feature of this body is to procreate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of the physical body is to procreate.
Yes.
A big part of it.
Yes, sir.
And so naturally, you're going to want to, when you see something that you find sexually appealing, it is going to entice you to want to have sex. That's normal. And so, I'll get back to the coping mechanism real quick. That's also a coping mechanism for a woman to run to religion. What she's saying is, I can't control me. I act reckless. I don't make good decisions. Some of my decisions, although at the forefront, seem exciting and alluring, but at the back end, I don't get much benefit and value out of it. So let me run to an institution where they can control me. Okay, that's what happens when you run to religion, real talk. You're saying, I cannot control me. I can't control my thoughts. I can't control my ways. I'm undisciplined. And so I need to go to an institution or some sort of theology to be controlled. So just know that anytime you go to red pill, black pill, really anything that you're saying, I don't trust myself. That's why I said it last night. If you don't trust yourself yet, cool. Then you're going to have to trust someone until you can trust yourself. You're going to have to. I mean, you're just going to have to. So that's why I said, trust me. If you don't trust yourself, you got to trust me then. You have to try to trust me. And then when you trust yourself, you no longer need to trust me. You don't even need to ask me anything. I never need to see you again. So I'll just say that when I hear a woman saying, I found God, what she's telling me is I lived a path that didn't serve me well, and now I need to be under tutelage or an institution to lead me and guide me, and that's a coping mechanism.
There you go. All right, we have another question right there, E. Another question.
Let's see what we got here about Joseph. Call in too. Don't be shy. A part of being a man is to voice up, call in, and let us know what's going on.
Absolutely.
This also helps you practice your tonality. And look, if you can talk to Steve and I, you can talk to anybody.
For real.
How can we change our identity? Is it a delusion to tell myself I am sexy and then start behaving in that way? All right, so I'm going to take it one area. Steve's going to take it another area probably.
Yes,
so I'll say this. It's your imagination, okay? Everything comes from the mind, and thoughts aren't really – they're not real until you do something with that thought, until you create – there's an action behind the thought. Now you have something that could be considered real because there's going to be a result behind it. But if you just look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you say, I'm sexy, I'm sexy, I'm sexy – could you believe it? Yeah, you could. You could start believing that, but it stems from your imagination. So if you were to go out there and speak highly of yourself enough, and you're like, yo, I'm sexy, I'm that dude, I get chicks, I get money, I have a dope life, someone's gonna believe you. It's the same way when religious people go speak on, you know, they're speaking to people, they speak so confidently. Look, for example, I asked my own mother the other day, I said, you really believe that a dude lives in a whale's body? You believe that? And she was like, actually, no, I don't believe that. I said, do you know how many people actually believe that? Do you believe that Moses parted the Red Sea? Do you think that that actually happened in real life? And she was like, now that you mention it, no. And I said, but before I mentioned it, you did believe it. And she said, I did. And that's because someone confidently said that to enough people that believed it. So I will say this, yes. Is it part of your imagination to say you're sexy? Of course it is. Could you get some gullible people to finally believe in you if you say it enough? Yes, you can.
Yeah, this is deep for a lot of you guys out here, because what you're trying to change is, I think your change is an outside change. This is why I always tell guys when they – fuck with me to go get their puzzle pieces and build the puzzle first, to learn discipline, to learn that things take time, to learn that you got to build outside in, you know. And when you're saying this, okay, how can we change our identity? You choose not to change your identity, okay? We got to be perfectly honest. It's not the how, it's that you choose not to, okay? Because on this panel right here, you've got two individuals that can help you. You choose not to get that help. So you cannot solve things on your level of thinking. And this is not a knock on any guy out there, but I'm going to tell you, okay, if E and I, okay, I'm like I said, I give these guys a 10 out of 10 out of 100, okay? So if you guys are on a 10, we're at 100, or we're at infinite, thousand, million, trillion, you at a 10 only have 10 thinking. That means you process information on the level that you are on. So whatever information that you get, you will process it on the level, because you have not been coached and guided to see, to think beyond what you're thinking right now. So what's happening now is that the voice in your head, like he was saying, it's all in your head. The gatekeeper, the guy that's telling you all the shit that you're saying, okay? See, it's telling you to say, I'm sexy and all this other stuff. Because he knows, look, as long as you're saying to yourself that I'm sexy and lying to yourself, you're not going to do what it takes to get the coaching. See, that, and I hate to tell you, that's the absolute truth.
That's true.
Yeah, in order for you to break free of this, you must say, listen, I need to learn how to change my identity. E, Steve, whichever one, I need help. Because the only way you can actually be helped is, see, you're on the surface right now. We're going to go below the surface and get to the radius, your core, the place that you've only been one time in your life, and that is when you went to the egg. The only time in your life where you were a real, actual man is when you were going to the egg, because that was the only time in your life, E, not his life, not your life, E, but his life, E, Yes,
that he didn't give a fuck. He was assertive. He was, I'm going to get it. He had passion. He had desire. He didn't wait. He didn't sit on the side and wait and say, I'll do it tomorrow. You said, fuck everybody. It's all about me. I know there's things in my mother's body that can tear me down, knock me down. So fucking what? I'm going through that shit, and I'm going to get to where I need to go because I know if I don't do it, I will not exist. So you were a man one point in your life, but it will take a coach to get to your core of who you are and bring you back to your original self. E, you got it, brother.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I really love when you give that analogy. And part of the reason why that you were successful is because the intention was clear. You didn't have 20 different intentions or 20 different objectives. You had one objective, reach the egg.
Yes.
That was it. It wasn't a bunch of thoughts that came in. It wasn't a bunch of theologies and religions and different cultures and, you know, Italian people eat this kind of food and Mexican people eat this kind of food and Black people eat soul food and white people eat, you know, bland food and all this shit. It's like none of that was there.
Yes.
None of that was Jesus was the only way. Buddha was the only way.
Yes.
None of that was there.
None of that
it was just you and one motherfucking intention, which was to go through that motherfucking fallopian tube and find that egg and connect and then therefore have life.
That's
so
it.
And so this is why I'm telling you, and this is what Steve is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
It was when you came into this lost, delusional world.
Yes.
And your lost, delusional parents, and your lost, delusional education system, and lost, delusional religions. I'm not saying that they don't have good intentions, but as you've heard, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So you can follow somebody who has good intentions, but it's the blind leading the blind, the lost leading the lost. It's one delusion trying to get you to conform to their delusion as a coping mechanism to stay in that place. So I will tell you that the reason why you came into this world fresh, you came into this world solid, pure, you know, ready, full of vigor as a baby.
Mm.
That's why if you take a look at a baby, they're like, they're looking around at everything because they're trying to soak it in. They're like, yo, this is dope. And it's when parents, society, religion, culture, that your skin color, all of this conformed you to think and behave the way you do. And this is why so many people in life are suffering.
Absolutely. Let me check the phone lines. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all have the number. Lines open, 563-999-3056. Gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, we got you covered. Hey, Brian Harper, thank you for it. We got the shout-out to Big B.
Appreciate it.
What's up, B? Appreciate the love, brother. Appreciate that, man. Respect
thank
to you.
Man.
We got another question. Let me grab another question here. Here we go right here. Met a girl.
Can we read this?
Yeah, go. You got it, brother. You got
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, you met. You got it. Go ahead.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Met a girl at the gym. Texted her to set up the date, and told her, wait a minute, you did what? You texted her? Okay, we'll get in that. Texted her to set up the date, and told her, let's go to the beach. She says she wasn't comfortable going to the beach, and asked if we can grab a coffee instead. So I cut her off. Okay, so I'll tell you this. She's not comfortable, and you have to respect the fact that she's not comfortable. Okay, you guys got to understand, you're meeting a total stranger. When you're meeting strangers, man, they're strangers, man. They have insecurities. Maybe she's got a big-ass fucking birthmark on her left butt cheek and she don't want you to see it yet. Or maybe she just don't want to be alone with you at the beach yet. You have to, like, especially in the beginning, you have to take things a little bit slow because you got to remember, you're dealing with another human being that comes with a completely from a different background. So you have to give it a little bit of time. You still want to lead. So you could say something like this. Okay, cool. You could have been a little bit humorous. You could say like, oh, so you're not ready for me to see you in a bikini yet? Is that what it is? All right, I'll tell you what. Instead of coffee, though, meet me for a drink tonight or whatever. So you could redirect it. Okay, she's not comfortable with the beach yet. Let's give her a little bit of time. No problem. All right, so but if you don't want to have coffee, don't have coffee with her. So I'll say this, do you want to have coffee? Does it suit that time of the day? Like, do you want to see her during the day? Does that correspond with the direction you want to go with her? Again, SNO said something to me tonight, and I'll throw it to Steve. I talked to her briefly about tonight's topic. I told her what the topic was. And this is what she told me. She actually texted this to me. She said, What I love about you is that you think of plan A all the way to plan Z and every situation and possible scenario in between, and that you always prepare for every situation, whether there is a slight adjustment that is needed, there's a curveball that is thrown your way. You never, ever let that bother you because you're always ready to make an adjustment. So that is part of leading the woman, is that she's going to throw maybe an insecurity at you, or she's just not ready to be with you at the beach perhaps. So if she says, can we do coffee instead? You want to punish her now? She offered you another alternative. Now, if she would have said, I don't want to go to the beach, and then nothing else, then yeah, she's a defiant woman and she lacks proper communication skills. But since she offered an alternative where she might feel a little more comfortable meeting you, instead of getting mad at her, you should either say, I'll tell you what, I could see, maybe you're not ready for me to see you in a two-piece bikini yet. I got you. I'm not a coffee drinker, so do you like martinis or do you like margaritas? And at that point, let her respond and say, yeah, I like margaritas. Cool. Well, instead of coffee, we're going to go here.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, and I don't understand you guys. Okay, I always teach four, E. Be on, you know, is get on your four. As long as you're leading to your four, your end game, whatever your end game is, E, that's your four, right? So your four, so you can hit your four different variables, 2 + 2, 3 + 1, 20 - 16, four times, you know, 16 divided by four. It's many ways to hit your four when you are on your four, when you're on your square, and you're not standing on your square, young man. Now, are you in the tropics right now? Because I'm in the South, and it's fucking like 30 goddamn degrees out there. And I know where E is. It's probably fucking freezing as fuck. So why the
like five.
Well, yeah, why would you want to go to the goddamn beach as cold as it is? It's cold outside, man. Cold as fuck. But that's one question I want to ask you. But the thing is this. When a woman, it's one thing for a woman to say no. It's one thing for a woman to say, I don't know, maybe I'll think about it, I'll get back to you, that I'll cut her off. But what she's doing is she's still showing you interest because she's giving you the alternative. She's not saying, I can't make it because my mom's got picked up by an alien spaceship and I got to watch the house or something, not making up any excuses. She's saying, I can't go to the beach because I keep the first thing I talked about earlier, trust. She doesn't know you. Okay, and she doesn't feel comfortable at a beach with you, even might be colder, that might be her thing. But what I'm saying is that you've got to look at your force. Now, remember, when it's cold outside, she wants to do something, give it an alternative. Now, usually I would say feed the ducks and lake, spread your ass cheeks, but it's too damn cold to do that. So you can either go do coffee or tea on the corner of your face and pillow your ass up in the air. Or you can do wine and cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. Those are the only two alternatives you can take her ass to. And the reason why I'm saying that to you, big dog, is because you're not looking at the game for what it is. You're looking at the game for as in she's got to follow your lead 100%, or that means she does not interested in you. We talked to you before. She wants to be led. But sometimes, like Evie is saying, they don't know you. They don't know if you're going to grab them, beat them, harm them, rape them, chain them. They don't know you, so they are a little cautious. But even though she's cautious, she's still interested because she's saying, I still want to see you, just not at the beach. But yet you're ready to cut her off so fast, you're missing the whole damn point. She's interested in you, man. You just got to lead her where she begins to trust you. E, you got it, brother.
Yeah, and another thing, it's kind of creepy to try to take women when you're first meeting them to places where you isolate them. Okay, that you know, like you're like, hey, want to go walk on the trail? Like, nah,
yeah, the dark
trail. I mean, that could work. That could work if she's showing an overwhelming amount of high interest in you. Like, if there's been a few, you're like, want to go to the trail at night? Like, no, she don't want to go to the trail with you. You're trying to isolate the bitch.
Yeah.
Like, calm down, bro. She has to protect herself.
Yeah, for real.
And so, and a lot of these things also are insecurities on her part. So look, a good coach listens to what his players have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something I heard last night at Sunday Night Football about the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. This is why he's so successful, that he leads that team exceptionally well. He does have arguably the best quarterback to ever play, but also that he listens to his players. Now that matters. if your players are coming to you like, hey, coach, I think this would be a dope play if we could try to maybe move work this into our routine, maybe third down, we can do this. Listen to your players. Listen to what your girls are telling you. Listen to what they say. That doesn't mean that necessarily you're just going to take it and go, yeah, absolutely, we'll do that right now. It's like, no. It's like you work the play into the system. You try it at practice. You see if it can be successful in certain situations. Third down, red zone. You know, then you take that information that the player gave you, and then you find out, how can I lead this to be the most successful for the both of us? That's what it means to be a coach. That's what it means to be a man in a situation with a woman. So, again, she offered – I wouldn't even say she offered an objection to what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She basically – it wasn't really an objection. You got to stop looking at it that way. She just looked at it as, hey, that's not my preference right now.
Yes.
Now, you start seeing this woman for a long time. Like Steve says, it's cold as hell. You know, let's say when the spring comes around, you got this woman in the program and she's – you know, you guys are hitting it off. Then now she can go to the beach with you. You've already hit it. You guys are trusting one another. There's good communication. Now the beach is not a problem. But at the onset, stop trying to isolate these women and take them to like these scenarios and these environments where it's just the two of you. It's creepy, man. And she's gonna probably try to find a getaway out of that situation.
All right, I got another question right here, man. He finds himself quickly being bored with some women. Some have skills I can use for my business. Should I use them to work for tasks? I find myself quickly, I guess he's growing bored with some of these women and have some skills?
Okay. I'm going to say this. If you grow bored with your bitches, then you're a boring dude.
Exactly.
Because, you're a boring dude. If you're an exciting dude, if you're an exciting dude full of life and shit, you got all kind of fucking magnificent ideas in your head, then you would be introducing that to your women. Mm. And so you wouldn't be bored. Mm. So you're in bad company, because when you look in the mirror, you see a boring motherfucker. That's why. So I just got to call it like it is, sparkle fresh.
Mm.
It's not that you bore quickly. That's another coping mechanism for the fact that outside of a week or two, you ain't shit.
Yeah. I'll call him SF. Yeah, SF. Here's the thing, my brother. He is absolutely, totally right. You guys don't understand that I think, and he says it best, and I want to quote it right, value for value. I think that's value for value. That's the same.
That's
okay,
right.
Value for value. So when you have value, and I come on my end, when you could elevate or educate a woman, okay, that's when she is going to open up the box. Do I have my box around me? Where's the box? I don't know if I had the box. Oh, here it is. I told him I had to pull my earring box out. See this box right here? This is what we call Pandora's box. Oh, shit, drop my earring. Pandora's box. And when this box opens, that means the whore and her opens up. See, most of you guys right now, the reason why you're bored is because you're boring. Women love to express sexuality. They've all, since high school, think about, and again, we, you know, 18 and over, seniors, of course, they've always exploring their sexuality, but now they are out of the house from mom and dad. They want to go beyond the fringe of what they think sex is. And they want somebody that can take them to the depths of sex, bringing out the whore in them, bringing out the slut in them, bringing out the freak in them, bringing out the nasty one in them, bringing out the dirty one, the kinky, the naughty, the nasty, all these things. They're looking for that. They're looking to, again, be led by that. And if you ain't got no fuck game, SF, then you're going to get bored, because she becomes boring because she's saying, this is all I get. This is what it is. I want to swing off of chandeliers. I want to dress up in role play. I want to fuck in the elevator. I want to smash in the alleyway. I want to suck your dick in the movie theater. I want to enjoy you. I want to be a freak. I want to be the one to come over your house with no robe on and have your favorite beer. I want to do the nasty things. I want you to teach me how to find dirty shit in me so I can look to you to elevate myself or educate myself. So if you're boring, like E said, because I'm riding with my dog E, definitely on this one, you're boring. And that's why they're bored with you, because your fuck game is boring. E, you got it, my brother.
You know, I'll say this. I'll be the first to tell you that women are boring as fuck when you meet them. They are boring. They're basic as shit, and I call them pretty little nuisances because that's what they are. When I first meet any woman, and I don't care where she lives, she could be on another continent, across the world, or here in Chicago, or in L.A., Miami. It doesn't really give a – I don't give a fuck where she's at. When I meet her, she ain't shit, okay? And it's because she doesn't know what I like. She's never met a man like me. Steve could say the same thing. You never met a man like me. So when I first meet a woman, I'm telling you right now, sure, she might have a pretty smile. She whitens her teeth, okay? You know, pretty hair. She straightens it, puts a lot of product in it, okay? All the outside shit. But inside, she ain't shit to me. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you, so what it's going to take to make it a dope situation is to have a woman that is ready for a guy like me and that is coachable and wants to be under my leadership. Now she's about to be introduced to the dopest concepts, dopest conversation, dopest vibe, dopest sex, dopest everything, because that's how I live. Steve, I'll say this and we'll go to another question or maybe some calls.
Yeah.
But I don't even remember the last time I was bored. I could sit here right now, bro, in this room with nothing on, and I could sit here, bro, and I am fantastic. I was driving my car earlier, and I was thinking, damn, like the things that I think about, I don't even want to teach people, because if I actually teach some of the things that go on inside of me, I would kill it. I would actually kill these ideas, these thoughts, my imagination, or even not even just thoughts, but just kind of being cool with what is and just being calm and relaxed and peaceful. I was thinking if I were to try to bottle this up into a message and then teach it to people, I would actually kill this message. So I would tell you this. I'm never bored. I imagine Steve's never bored. We're always creating something. And even when we're not creating, we're enjoying the fruits of our labor. That might mean a video game for Steve. He gets a little time away for recreation, plays a video game. For me, it might be that or something else. But I will tell you this. When I meet a woman at first, she's boring to me. She's boring. She ain't shit. She's a pretty nuisance. That's what she is. But if she's coachable and open-minded, I can fuck with her.
Yeah, real quick, when I tell guys I get bored with women, it's because I have fallen into, and a lot of guys understand, it's like it's just not fair. It's just, you know, I was always at a point, even when I was young, I got to challenge myself. Just talking to a woman is too easy. It's just getting them is too easy. Pulling them is just too... It's boring to me on some aspects is because when I go out, I don't try to get fucking women. I just pull them because I know what the fuck I'm doing. But where I get so bored is that I got to challenge me, because I'm like, that's why, when I was with my wolves, we used to play the rejection game. We weren't about how many women we get. We tried to see how many women will reject us. And it was hard because it didn't matter what we said or what we did, and we tried so hard to say the most outlandish shit, and because there was a man behind that saying it, they were down. And it's just it's not that I get like bored, like I'm like, oh, I'm bored. It's that as you keep evolving as a man, you're not it's the women are fucking secondary. They're not even on my thought play. They're not even a thought. Like how I tell you guys. When all those guys that complain about women, that like women think more of a morsel of sand on a beach, it's the same thing. Women are not important in my life. They don't run me. They are my perks. They're perks that's in my life. They're not in my life. I don't control my life for a woman. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. But the boredom comes in is that it's just not fair. It's just too. It's like us. It's like E and I. Having one hand behind our back and damn near blindfolded, and we had to play 21 versus a bunch of kindergartners and for $1 million. You know what I mean? That's how it's just not fair.
Yeah.
It's just an unfair advantage, brother. But
I'm going to keep it real. People are too stupid for me. This is men and women both.
Mm-hmm.
They're too stupid for me, man. Too locked into dumb shit.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you're disruptive to my flow. Men too. Men in this chat room. Men in my chat rooms, my personal chat rooms, men on the internet. Most of you motherfuckers are too stupid for me anyway. So I'm just going to call it like it is, and I'll be hated for that. But I'm just going to say too stupid, too naive, too easily led,
mm-hmm.
Not open-minded enough. fucking coping mechanism after coping mechanism. I ain't about to sit here and fucking jar your brain just so you can be an authentic motherfucker sitting across from me. Fuck out of here. Like, and so that's why I'm telling you, both men and women are nuisances to me. Both, all of them, I would say 95% of them. And that's why I say, unless you paying me my hourly rate, I ain't even going to talk to your ass.
Okay, but okay, real quick, SF, thank you, Miss JH, for the $10 super chat. Respect and love. Don't allow anyone to tell you what to think. Paint on corners, the edges, right? Okay, SF, real quick for you, because we got other questions to answer. Let me tell you, you're not on or in, you're not even in the neighborhood of game that E and I have. Okay, you're an average guy. You're talking about work and stuff, brother. That's what you understand. I will never go to any man with a problem with a woman because I am super self-sufficient myself. So the difference between my board and your board are like from Earth to goddamn Pluto. It's a whole different atmosphere, with all due respect. So the fact that you're bored, or you think you get bored because you're boring, he will never call me and say, Steve, man, what do? I'm bored with a woman right now. Men don't talk that way. That's what I'm trying to tell you, my brother. Men don't talk the way that you're talking. So that's why I'm saying your board is not the same as my board, because your board has to deal with a woman. Women come into my life. I don't care if they come in or out, but you're so focused on them that you're asking us a question about a goddamn perk, brother. Come on, man. I'm sorry, E. Let's get to the next question. Thank you. Yeah. Let's see. Next question we have here.
Let me say something, yes, too, to this guy. And, you know, I kind of understand where he's coming from. He said, Aaron Little. He said, damn, E, you got to meet better people. I met all y'all. I've met everyone I need to meet to know what I'm dealing with. This societal conditioning and the distractions are so thick, bro.
Yeah.
Most people that I meet are stupid as fuck, bro. I'm just going to tell you right now, I met thousands upon thousands of people. I live a very extroverted life throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to meet that many more people to know what I'm dealing with. You're going to come across some unique individuals, but it won't be that many. And I'm fixed on that. I believe that. And so that's why I say women are a nuisance to me. Men are a nuisance to me. Dealing with human beings often are a nuisance to me.
Yes.
Now, occasionally you will meet an enlightened person or someone who actually thinks for themselves and that are maybe good at what they do. And then that could produce a good conversation. But I'm letting you know right now, most people are dumb as fuck.
Yeah, but real quick, Aaron, this is where you go wrong. I appreciate the comment that you're saying, but you're missing the mark of being in our neighborhood. We don't need to meet better people. We're too busy meeting ourselves. I'm going to say it again, brother.
Right.
We don't need to be.
See that. Even like AO, if that's the same AO from Indiana, hiding himself and shit. But whoever AO is, come on, you're better than that. Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'm too busy focused on my life, on what I'm doing in my life. To be sitting here trying to cut through all the thickness bullshit in your mind.
Jones,
you think I'm
going
to sit here and talk to you about all this superficial bullshit
Mm-mm.
that you think about and all your so-called problems?
Mm-mm.
Unless you're paying me $500 an hour, I ain't got time for your dumb ass. I'm 100% gonna stick to that.
Yeah, that's just real, guys. I'm just saying, man. It's not about being better. See, you again. You don't understand. You don't know what you don't know. And until you cross over on this other side of the street, you're gonna understand it. You're gonna be like, fuck people. I'm happy being by myself because I'm learning new things about me every day. Those people can't do shit for me. But see, when you guys are making it about hanging out with the Joneses, worrying about what people are saying, worry about what people are thinking about you, this is why you do things on women's terms, because you ain't working on your motherfucking self, man. Fuck these people.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about
and it's,
these
people. And it's, yeah, and it's also not, you know, when we say fuck these people, we don't hate them.
Right.
We don't hate them. We don't wish bad on you. But your mindset and your emotions are disruptive.
Oh,
they're disruptive. Even the people I coach, man, they got to pay me, bro. They have to pay me.
Mm.
The shit that you're going to bring to me, these so-called problems, the things that you're dwelling on, and all these attachments to your former fucking girlfriends, trying to get your girlfriends back and all the shit you did for this bitch. You got to pay me $500 to deal with your bullshit. I got to get paid for that. Yes. And so I'm saying, it's not that I hate human beings. It's not that I wish bad on human beings.
Right.
I'm saying that you come with a lot of fucking problems. You come with a lot of attachments.
Yes.
And for me to deal with that, there has to be an incentive for me to deal with it.
Always. All right, got another question. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Lines are open, guys. The number is 563-999-3056. Call in if you got a question. We got you guys covered. C25 says, when a woman says, I'll talk to you when I talk to you, is that a lack of interest? Jesus fucking Christ.
Wait, you already know the answer to that.
I don't.
Have you ever told anybody that?
What are you, man? Yo, come on, dude.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
This is what we're talking about right here. How can this even be a question? I says I'll talk to you when I talk. What? Hey, you hear that noise? That's me hitting that switch to turn the car and park that motherfucker right. All right, then get the fuck out. Get the fuck out and walk home. You're not disrespecting the king. God, when are you guys going to love yourselves and have some fucking self-worth and stop allowing these people to just walk over you, man? Got another question.
That's
here.
Why I say don't even let these motherfuckers in your car.
Jeez.
Don't let them in your house. Don't let them in your car, man. They got to earn that shit. Only simps want to invite women over right away. Hey, come on over. Get in my car. Get in my car that I went and bought and paid $150,000 for, and then I'm struggling to make this payment. Can't even afford the insurance, and I definitely can't afford the maintenance. And I got this because I'm trying to show off to some bitches. I already said this. No women get in my motherfucking car. You're going to meet me where I'm at. That way, if you do anything that's disrespectful, look, again, you could have your own stance on something. I'm not going to, take that away from you. But if you're being stupid and disrespectful, I could easily just get the fuck up. I ain't got to drop your ass off nowhere, and I just leave. That's why I tell you guys, don't let these bitches in your car. Don't let them know everything about you. Make them earn every fucking thing they get. And this is why even I said that to you. I ain't giving you no free game. I ain't helping with your little pussy-ass problems. You're going to go to my website, book a session with me, and that's where the motherfucking magic is going to happen. I do not give a fuck about your little measly-ass problems.
We got another question, man. Young lady, we got a lady in there.
These bitches disrespect you, because the truth is you ain't nothing but a little asshole. Hey, you're just a little hoe, and you know everybody at some point's got to be weak. I guess at some point you got to be weak. Just to know that you can be strong, you need the contrast. I guess I was weak, therefore I'm strong, and all these stupid ass memes that you read on the internet. But I'm just telling you right now. I missed 1,000 shots, and that's why I'm successful. Y'all over here reading Michael Jordan memes in your sleep, hoping it's going to make a difference in your little whack-ass life.
Tell you.
But the truth is that if I wish a motherfucker would ever tell me some shit like that, but they would never be in a position.
Man.
Because they could tell by the way I move and all the shit that I make them do to even fuck with me, that they can't talk to me like that.
You know, I used to do.
So that's what we want for you.
You know, I always used to do, even in high school or college, I just tell my boys, be quiet, put on speakerphone, I call the girl, say, baby, can you call me a bitch, please? Come on, baby. Just tell me to shut the fuck up, please. And I would never talk. No, baby, it's okay. Just tell me to shut the fuck up or hang up in my face. Hang up in my face. No, I don't want to do that. What's wrong? Did I do something wrong? See, that's what I'm saying. I begged them to do that shit because I know that shit ain't going down over here. We got a question right here from a young lady. What's up, girl? She says she's 25, excuse me. She watches watches us a lot, always wanted a man's perspective on how to navigate as a woman. During dating, okay, when you're not ready for sexual intercourse until marriage. What say you on that, E?
All right, so then you need to make that known right away. You need to say, I'm a marriage-minded woman seeking a marriage-minded man. Sex is something that I prioritize after marriage. I understand that could be, you know, you're talking to a man, you got to be understanding where he's coming from. He wants to fuck, okay? Every man in the world wants to fuck, okay? So you got to be like, listen, you know, I'm very focused on what I want. I'm a marriage-minded woman. First of all, too, you got to understand something. Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you be nurturing? I mean, women want to go off and get married and find husbands and, you know, wait to give them some pussy, yet they ain't got no skills. It's like, you better figure out what men want. Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you be quiet? Can you ask questions? May I ask you a question, sir? Look, I'm going to tell you right now, my women call me sir. You got to call me sir. You got to say, may I ask you a question? And if you're not doing it, I ain't talking to you. I'm a fucking king. I built my life this way. So when you talk to me, you're going to talk to me like that. So I think that, like, women have this fantasy of wanting a husband and wanting to wait for sex and all this shit, but yet you don't even have skills to be a wife. So instead, before you find a husband, before a guy with husband qualities or whatever that means, or that's marriage-minded, can even spot you on his radar, how are you dressing? How are you presenting yourself? Are you a happy person? Are you joyful? Do you want to serve a man? Do you want to serve a family? Are you nurturing? Do you want to have kids? How can you support him in his missions, in his business? Can you cook 3 solid meals? Can you jam in the kitchen? Do you need to be told to do things, or are you assertive in a sense where if you see something that needs to be done around the house, or you know, some sort of, you need to clean something, does he have to tell you to do it, or can you see that it needs to be done and then you do it? So before you can find a husband, you better make sure that you're a wife.
Yeah, for me, what I want you to do, young lady, because I'm glad you listen to us, because you should know that, okay, you're a woman, but you're not special, all right? So all those cupcakes that think you're special are just lying to you. You're not special, okay? You're only special until a real man determines that you're special. So let me show you. I can make you special right now. Now, E took some of my thunder. You gotta get in the kitchen. You gotta learn how to cook. You gotta learn how to clean, learn how to fold those clothes. But now I'm gonna show you what special does. Special cuts off all of her goddamn loser ass female friends. Special closes her goddamn legs and tries to figure out ways to please a man. Special is learning football, learning his favorite team, learning video games, finding out when the new video game is out. Special is having either an Xbox or PlayStation. You can do fitness and workout for yourself, but you got to have that. Special is, now, lady, baby girl, write this down. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Now, I don't know, Spider-Man, the multiverse, Batman, Thor, you got Jurassic Park, Doctor Strange. I want you to write these down and go back and listen. You got Aquaman, Top Gun, Mission Impossible, John Wick. And I'm telling you all this because before those things come out, Special goes and buys those movie tickets and surprises him. Special buys him a drink. Special takes him out to dinner, or say, you know what, let's go out to eat. I'm buying. That's what special is, because, see, here's the key that you want to do. See, what guys will do for these ancient women, when they think they all prim and proper, the guy going to be like, you know what, okay, cool, I'm going to get that fucking pussy. Then I'm going to show E your butthole. You know what I mean? All your fucking pictures and all that nasty shit. I'm going to show E your butthole. They just think of it like that, baby girl. I'm going to show E all that nasty shit because you ain't fucking special. But if E my boy and I go to E, what you think E going to tell me if I say, man, E, damn, she bought me a dinner. She bought me a bit, mother, hey, you can't believe this. Here I am watching the game. She already got my pizza. She got my wings out and shit. Got to eat. I had dishes in the sink. She washed my hands. Say shit. Dog. And on top of that, this motherfucker, that say bitch in a good way. I mean, we say bitch. There's bitch bad, bitch good. But when you talk to your boys, that's how we talk. Man, this bitch went and got me some John Wick tickets, nigga. Nah, John Wick tickets, E. You know what E gonna say? Damn, that's a good girl. That's she cool. See, E will be the validation for me. E will be the one. E is my third eye, and that's how guys do it. See, you ladies don't get it wrong. You think it's the guy. Well, his boys going to look out for him. And if his boys going to be like, you know, you like, man, that bitch ain't shit. All right, bitch ain't shit, then she just going to be a fuck, and you get to see her butthole, E, right? Or we run a train on her, whatever the fuck. But if my boy validates you and saying, damn, that's a cool chick, that's what you want to become, a cool chick. Because that separates you from all those other bitches out there that ain't going to get just dick and bubblegum, baby girl. So just listen to, remember, submit, serve, sex, and buy dinners, offer drinks. Don't make it about money. Make it about the video. Find out what, listen, find out, this is where women go wrong. find out man shit, video games, lesbians, fucking beer, sports. That's the shit men like. And if you focus on that, you will get a good motherfucking man because you will have value. Like he say, you're bringing value versus just bringing your ass to the table. E, what say you, my brother?
Okay, so, and another thing I'll tell her is this, is like, are you a virgin or have you given that pussy away?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a question. It's a question. I mean, you know, if you've been giving that pussy away and then all of a sudden you said, oh, shit, I'm going to wait until marriage. I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about it. If you've never been touched, okay, if you've never been touched and you're like, hey, this has been something I wanted for the longest time, is to wait until I find myself a husband and have sex, you know, after we've married, then I can respect that. But if you've been over there fucking everybody in town and all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm going to put my pussy away, then, you know, I don't know what to say about that, okay? Because is your husband about to get anything special? No, he's not. He's going to run into one of your exes over at motherfucking Panera Bread or some shit, and he's going to be like, he's going to run into Mikey or some shit. Mikey, I'm going to introduce you to your friend. And all of a sudden you're nervous because Mikey do anal on you or some shit. So, you know, I'm being kind of funny, but at the same time, I'm being truthful. So it's like, what is your husband going to get from you? It's like always like these women want to get from the husband, but it's like, what does your husband get from you? And so that's a question that I want women to ponder.
You know, real quick, E, before we give a shot, before we read the super chat, E, now listen, guys, I was in high school, so I don't condone you messing. When I was like a freshman coming in, messing with the sophomores, the juniors, and the seniors, and maybe one or two college, what I learned, E, was that the women that wanted to keep their virginity, they would either do anal, give head, or jerk off. That's special to me, and I don't want to lose it. But the alternative was anal, head, or jerking off. So I'm serious. So there's an alternative there. So they want to keep that for that special somebody.
Yeah, that's true. That's fact.
Yeah, they will just do the anal, give you head, or jerk you off. But they would do something because they know they've got to
let
some...
you go down on them.
Yeah.
But no penetration.
But no penetration, yeah.
So it's,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a question. We got a statement, comment, but we got
you. Thank you, Armando.
Armando!
Super chat. Armando, what's up? I really don't care about getting women. I need to learn game on how to achieve a mouthpiece so I can communicate with people from all walks of life. Help me find my peace, purpose, and how well-rounded a man should move. Okay, I'm going to tell you that the only reason why you're saying you don't care about getting women is because you're not getting women.
Mm.
So that's a lie.
Mm.
Okay? So if you were getting women, you wouldn't have said that. So, and Armando, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm saying that you have to call yourself out on that. You may not care as much right now because you realize there's work to do. So you might say, hey, I care, but I don't care that much at this particular moment because I got some work to do.
Right.
I made a video a long time ago where I said how you can work on a mouthpiece is to start talking to everybody and be first, you know, say good morning to your neighbor, you know, hold the door open for someone and say, good morning, how's everybody doing today? Hope everyone has a good day. Just get in the habit of actually talking to people, you know, and they should be strangers, you know. So talk to people, men and women both. Don't just make it about women. Make it about just interacting and corresponding with people in a positive way.
Yeah, Armando, I'll answer your question first. Let me bring the call in. And then, Armando, as soon as we're done with the call, I'll give you my side of that. Okay, let me bring this call in. Erico 240, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on,
hello?
Man?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's up?
I just wanted to call in. I just moved to Chicago in September. I just wanted to get your take on a guy, because I'm just 23, just moved to the city. You know, wanted to get your opinion on places, you know, to go at and, you know, just be in the mix of things, you know, to possibly, get things going, you know, in regards to, you know, meeting women and just meeting people in general.
Okay, so I think you asked me this question in a comment recently. Did you ask me this question before?
No, it's my first time calling in.
Okay. So let me tell you this. Wherever you go, that's where you're at. So, you know, you don't have to go to a fancy environment to be who you are. You could be at a local diner and a bad motherfucker's in that diner. You can go to a bookshop, a bad dude just showed up to the bookstore. You can go to a nightclub, you can go to a lounge, you can go to a nice restaurant. No matter where you go, that's where you are. So it doesn't really matter too much the atmosphere. Now, I will tell you, depending on what you're looking to attract, that you want to go to certain environments. I don't know if you drink alcohol, but a place in the city that is a nice environment where professional people go, business people, is Pops for Champagne. So, you know, that's a nice little joint. It's small, it's intimate, and it's a nice vibe in there. There's a restaurant called Maud's, which is a French restaurant, and Maud's. And they have incredible food and nice ambiance. But just remember, at the end of the day, no matter where you go, you're there. It doesn't matter where you're at. You could be in a small hole-in-the-wall bar. You should be able to thrive in any environment you go to is basically what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, Carl. Right, so it's not
– thank you.
Yeah, Carl, it's not – and remember, it's not the places that you go. It's what you're going to do when you get there. Because, like you say, outside your door, women are everywhere. So, I mean, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you went to the colleges around your area and asked to go to the art district and ask about nude art? Are you ever thinking about doing nude art? Taking your clothes off?
No.
Getting paid? Getting paid?
No.
All right. I'm just saying. Well, yeah, I'm showing you why you need to say. See, we're thinking for you. I got you, dog. You got poetry clubs, art galleries, museums. You got wine tasting places. I mean, it's you got to – listen, the one thing that I learned is – don't just be comfortable where you're at. Go outside your area because every area has its own little Beverly Hills, okay? It's not just in California. There are rich areas in every fucking state and all over the world. I mean, all, what I say, United States, they're rich areas. So we're the rich girls. You gotta, when you shop, where do you grocery shop at? Where do you go grocery shopping at? Walmart?
This place, Jewel Osco and Costco, but Jewel Osco mainly.
Why don't you go to the fucking Whole Foods store? Do you know the baddest? The money is in the Whole Food, organic.
Yeah,
shit.
I'll be approaching bitches in Whole Foods. I've done that.
You
I've
know, that you got to. That's what I'm saying. You got, but when you shopping there, you Saturdays and Monday. Mondays, hey, the trophy wives are usually shopping on Mondays and stuff. That's what I'm saying, man. It's everywhere. They're all over the place. Okay, my brother.
I got you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's just that, like, you know, I'm new to the city. I wanted to see,
okay,
like,
stop. But that's the wait. Listen. Hey, okay, wait. Ant just walked across the street. You give a fuck? Do you give a fuck?
No, right?
No, there's a bird flying in the sky. Do you give a fuck? No, right?
Nope.
So you just moved to the city. All right, and so fucking what? You see what I'm saying?
No, it's just that, like, you know.
I'm just trying to make a shift. It doesn't matter where you're. Okay, brother, let me tell you about this motherfucking EO. EO ain't ever going to say he moving into the city because if he was on fucking Mars, he's in Mars. He's EO on Mars, in Mars. You see what I'm saying? Mars ain't making him. He's EO wherever he goes, whether it's Mars, Jupiter, or the land of ass and titties, wherever he's at, Everett motherfucking Overton, right? Meaning the place doesn't make him. He makes his place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, too. It's like the city is so vast.
Oh,
like, just get out there and just try things, man. You know, you got to – I always say that you can't know what you want until you actually experience something you don't want. So let's say you go to a place, not your vibe. You don't go back there again. You find a place that is your vibe. And then you build upon that type of tone. That is the tone for you. That's what you like. And so you stick with that. But then you also branch out occasionally to learn new things. So the only way to really experience life is to experience life. So you're going to have to taste things. Oh, I didn't really like the way that tasted. That's not for me. That drink, for example, you know, that doesn't really sit well with me. However, this one does, so I'll make that perhaps maybe my signature drink. So the only way to know what you like is to experience things, to taste things, to sample things, and then you decide at that point, okay, out of all the things I experienced, this is what I preferred the most, this is what I'm going to stick with. This is how it happens, so you got to get out there and experience.
Yeah, last thing, brother, get your marker and your crayon out. This is the opportunity to go all over the city. Find your tea, coffee, cocoa, and wine place.
that is, that you're going to take every woman to. Sound check it. Make sure they make sure the wine places has live jazz music, intimate area. That's key. And a cheese board, okay? A cheese board that goes with the wines, okay, brother? Okay? Make sure they have that. Make sure when you go to the cocoa places, don't go to fuck Starbucks. Don't go to these mom-and-pop stores. Go to that little quiet little area, okay, that little shop or the one, especially the ice cream places. Don't go to Baskin-Robbins, Marble Slab, and all that shit because the mom-and-pop stores, they put more fat and milk content in the ice cream and makes it taste more. They might charge a little more, but the quality of the ice cream is much better than your average store. So you go out and start sound checking where you're going to start taking these women if you're going to take them out anywhere, okay?
Right, yeah, I got that. Yeah, I have a couple locations right now. It's just for me, like, going back to what Yul was saying, that it's just I'm trying to find my vibe. And it's like I've been going down the city. I've been
you're
going
the
to
vibe. Dog. What did I tell you about EO? Okay.
No, if I am the vibe, but it's like...
What, then, what the fuck are you talking about then? What, how can you find... Why are you finding something that you are? That means you're not. You don't have to find the vibe because you're the vibe.
I'm just saying certain areas, but it's just the same old
what,
shit.
What you learn over time, caller, is you have preferences, okay?
Right.
It's not that one thing either negatively or positively impacts you that much. It's that you just have preferences of what you like. Okay, but no matter where you go, you know, you help an old lady at the that drops her groceries at the grocery store. I mean, it's, you're there. You're everywhere you go. You're there.
Mm.
And so and I always say to be a valuable person. So no matter where you go, be a valuable person. Be, like even when I talked about human beings and how they can be a nuisance to me, when I say it's not the human being, it's the concepts, it's the attachments that they have to them that make them oftentimes unenjoyable to me. So I'm speaking for myself.
Right.
It's not the person. It's not the human. It's the stuff in the mind. It's all the attachments.
Always.
And quite frankly, I'm at a point in my life that unless you're paying me, I can't talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. Unless I've decided to be recreational this evening and I'm going to give myself to people, then that's what I do. But I'm at the point now. Now, did I think this way when I was 25? Not really. I mean, I wouldn't say to this extent. But now that I've gotten a little bit older, now I talk to people with a purpose. But at the same time, I am valuable to people I come across. So just try to become a valuable person, man.
All right.
Become valuable.
There you go. All right. We got before we answer the call, let me just say something to Armando because he gave a huge super chat. Armando, here's the thing, and he hit it on the head when he was telling you that there are more issues and problems, but I'm going to explain to you real quick before we answer this phone call why a lot of you guys, the majority of guys, will never, ever get the success you want because, again, this is where the coaching comes from, okay? All right, what I'm about to show you, let me just put that out. Let me just put that there and show you. See, the thing that I want to show you guys is that we have a standard, okay? So no matter whatever thought he has or I have, we do four things that I'm about to show you that you guys don't do or won't ever do or you have never been coached to do these things. That's why you fail. So as I always show you guys, when you have a standard, okay, your number, your four, okay, your four, whenever you say you're going to do something, which is your end game, you got to know why you're doing it. You got to be able to defend that position, stand on it, and express it. And that's just scratching the surface. And if you can't do those four things, which the majority of you can't even do one of those things, then you're never going to get where you think you need to go because you've got to be able to do those four things. And if you can't do any, and that's just the beginning. If you can't do any of those four things I just showed you, you're never going to learn the game. And you're always going to be the same exact person if you don't do those things. E, do you want to say anything on that real quick before we get to the next one?
No, I think we're done with
okay.
that. I
okay.
Think we've given him
all right.
Advice.
No doubt. Let me get to the next caller. Caller, area code. Oh, okay. He just hung up. Anyway, just when I was about to click over, they hung up. We call back. We'll bring you back on. We have a ton of questions here. So let's get to the next question that we have here. I don't know why we answer that question, but I mean, it's a question. So,
I mean, I mean, you live alone first. I mean, you live alone first, and then you invite a woman into your space. I mean, that is going to be the most productive way to do it. So you live by yourself. I think Aussie knows this too, but I think he might just be asking for men that may not know it. But you want to be able to be very, very comfortable and happy and joyful with yourself, living by yourself. And then at some point or another, you invite a woman into what you've built, and the two of you enjoy that together. But that would be the natural and most productive order of things.
Yeah, I hope you're joking, Aussie, but I'll answer the question. It's whatever the fuck I want to do. I mean, at the end of the day.
That's right.
I am so happy being alone, and I can be just – because there's nothing outside of me that doesn't make me happy more than I make myself happy. So I'm fine. I can, a lot of people worry they can die alone. I don't – I'm cool. I look forward to dying. I look forward to getting my ass cremated and shot in the space. I'm not being buried here with you motherfuckers. I know there's some shit out there. So I'm good. I've lived. I enjoyed life. I'm good. So whether I'm alone or whether I'm with a woman, it doesn't matter. I'm happy with me. So, all right, let's get to this. Here's another one right here.
All right, I have a major schedule change due to work. I plan on going on coffee dates during the afternoon to vet them, invite them over to my house later during the week. Thoughts? I mean, it kind of goes with what Steve just said. I mean, is that what you want to do? Now, I kind of have a different feeling on coffee dates personally. Now, I know Steve teaches that, and I'm not against it. I'm okay with you doing lunches and coffee dates with women you've already been intimate with, that you've already established something with.
Like
first time, yeah. Like, nah, I'm more so like, let's get out at night. You know, it's a different vibe at night personally. So I would tell Dr. Brief, I mean, you know, manage your schedule, man. That way you don't have to be restricted to those times. But if this is where your schedule is pointing you, then, you know, you're going to have to be really good. But personally, I just don't do afternoon situations. I would rather meet a woman at night. It's just a different vibe. It's a different headspace. Now, if you've already hit it, then, yeah, you can meet for coffee and then take her home and then, you know, screw her at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, because you guys both want that already. But coffee dates to me is a little too casual.
Oh, for me, and I totally agree with you. And the reason I tell these guys coffee dates, legs spread your ass cheeks and things like that, because I want to make sure the woman is in an environment where she feels safe first, because a lot of these women, like we talked about with the beach thing, a lot of these guys come off so awkward and so creepy that I want to be able to bring that woman into a safe area first, where then she can say, well, you know what? Okay, he's not going to kill me, choke me, harm me, rape me, beat me, or something like that. So, but you're absolutely right. Hey, after we get done fucking, man, we can watch Lifetime Channel. Shit, we can lay it down. Hey, they don't like doing that with me because I'm always right in my mind. I'm like, man, baby, you're a bitch. See, you ain't even getting no pussy. You see that shit? Man, you know what? If I was, I'd be fucking her right now. You see, that's why I watch this shit. I mean, how black people talking to me. I do the same thing. We say, you know, after we chop, hey, we can watch the Weed Channel, Lifetime. You can talk. You can do, hey, we can go get us something to eat. I'm cool with that. It's after we fuck. But until then, nah, man. Fuck that Lifetime Channel. I don't want to hear anything about you. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing. But, I totally agree with you, man.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's just too platonic. It feels too platonic. Hey, want to meet me for a cup of coffee at noon? It's like, it's just a little too I'm not saying it can't work. And if you know yourself and you're seductive and you're intentional, you can make it happen. But why I'm saying that is because most men aren't. Most men aren't.
Right.
And so you're just going to show up, you know, and be super friendly, and it's going to feel too platonic. And so, you know, until you become very skilled with your mouthpiece and your intention and knowing how to navigate that, then you can meet in the afternoon. Right. I mean, I can meet in the afternoon, but if you're unskilled, I don't recommend it. It's going to feel too platonic.
Right. Well, see, it becomes platonic because he's like you said, hey, let's go meet for some coffee, or let's go meet
at Couple of Joes. No, man, baby, I got a great idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't you go ahead and put on that sexy ass red, those tight ass pants I love that met you in and everything. And I know this great place called Everett Overton's. Man, you know what I love about Everett Overton's, man? That not only is it a great place, great environment, but it gives me the opportunity to see what's behind that smile over some nice coffee. And the thing about Everett's that I love about that coffee so much is that he got his motherfucking, the coffee beans are from the land of Everett Overton smashing a bitch to the left-hand side. And you know what? The beans taste so good, and the coffee goes great with, you see what I'm saying, E? I'm making the coffee date a fucking adventure. I'm not just going to say, hey, let's go out for coffee. That, and like you say, if they're saying that, E, I totally agree. Guys, you've got to stop drawing stick figures and start painting pictures of why she should be sucking your dick versus hanging out with them other motherfuckers. But E, we got another call, but you want to say anything on that, E, before we...
Yeah, one last thing. Yes. It's like you don't want to go there and be just be like, so how's work going? You know, you don't really want to do that. You want to be seductive.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be flirtatious. You want to say like, hey, you want to end the date. You don't want to wait for her to end. You say, hey, listen, I got to get out of here. I just wanted to meet you, us to meet for one quick coffee.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, if you can squeeze away, why don't you come through tonight? I'm going to be opening some wine. I'm going to be doing some stuff around the house. Why don't you come over and be my guest and come pay me a visit? So if you could do it like that, it can work.
Yeah.
But if you're just going there in your Dockers and your polo, all Mr. Nice Guy is sitting there with a coffee and like, just tell me about what you do at your job. It's like, it ain't going
to
work, man. It's too platonic.
Yes.
And just too formal. It's like, you know, again, it can happen, but you have to be skilled and you have to know how to transition.
100. All right. 856, sir, you're on. Sir, what's your question? What's your name? What's up, brother? 856 going one. All right, we'll mute you real quick and let you catch up to the show. Please mute yourself. We're going to bring you in. We'll give you 2 minutes to catch up, turn us off, and we'll bring you in a few seconds. All right? So, we be caught right now. All right, 856, what's your name? What's going on, sir? What's up?
My name is Saxley.
Okay, I can't hear you. Can you turn you down, us down, and back up and turn yourself up? We can't hear you. What's up?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you turn down the back? Whatever you got on in the back, turn down. We can hear you. What's your question, man? What's up?
What name is whatever you tell me?
I'm sorry?
My name is whatever you tell me it is.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to tell you it is? It's me hanging up on you. Okay. So now let's get to the next question. But, gentlemen, see, you handle them like you handle women, dog. It's the same thing, man. You don't tolerate bullshit. All right, let's get to the next question. Here we go, Uncle Guns. I tried to.
UG with something.
Easy. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, it's a shame, man.
It's a shame.
Okay, $5. Thank you, Uncle Guns. Appreciate you, man. Only you should be in control, command, and conquer. Can't take a woman with you in the coffin. Salute to the champ and the dean. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't take a woman or anything with you. This is why, you know, growing too attached to anything is going to eventually make you suffer to some degree. So, you know, again, you got to live that life that you're enjoying and you include people. You know, like if I see Dean out, I'll find out what he likes to eat. And if he's coming to Chicago, I'm going to say, hey, listen, I'm going to take us out to eat. We're going to have a good time. We're going to enjoy each other's company. Are we going to be looking at women? I mean, yeah, we'll look at women, but it's not going to be an emphasis. It's not going to be a big deal to us because wherever we go, that's us. You know, I treat everybody the same, you know, even AO to some degree. You know, I used to coach him. You know, I haven't talked to him a long time. And so I hope he's doing well. But, you know, I haven't talked to him. But, you know, I want the best for people, but you got to want the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like at the end of the day, it's like this experience is about you first and foremost.
Yes.
And then anything outside of that is just extracurricular.
Oh, yeah.
It's just extra. But you definitely want to be valuable to people. I will say that. But at the end of the day, you come in alone, you leave alone. It's a very singular process. But while you're here, you know, expand. You know, have a great time. You know, live a life that you're enjoying.
But but that goes in. That goes back into what y'all they choose not to do. You just can't like blink your eyes and think you can be on the street we're on. You're going to have tutelage. I'm sorry. I wish we could give you a drink or something and you could just actually be good at this thing, but
you got to be a student of the game, man. And everything E's saying is right, but here, E, the problem is with these guys on their thinking level, you know, like you said, you know, they'll ask for the coffee date boring. They'll look away from her, look down. And if they're talking to her, they're trying to talk to her about what they think she wants to hear because they think that's impressive. You know what I mean? Versus just you know, I'm the show. I'm the star in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? But they don't see it that way, my brother.
And understand this. Even when you listen to Dean and you listen to his nightly shows and watch his videos or even watch mine, you still can't be us. All we're really doing is kind of giving you an opportunity to see how it's done in our way. But you can't do what we do. And if you try to do what we do, you're going to meet with frustration because it's not going to feel right.
Yes.
It's not going to come out right. It won't feel natural. It won't feel like you actually did it. And so most of what I teach and what Steve teaches, I'll speak for myself. I don't want to speak for another man. But I will tell you, you can never do what I do. You'll never be able to do it like me. You won't see what I see. Your awareness won't be – that doesn't mean what I do is better. It's just different. It's different. And so at best, what we're doing is trying to get you to go inward and then decide who you are in the midst of things. But I'm telling you right now, this is why pickup lines don't work. This
yes.
is why a lot of techniques and strategies don't work.
Yes.
It's because you lose yourself when you're doing that.
Yes.
Now, if you can be in the presence of someone – who's fully tapped into who they are, and that can inspire you to be fully tapped into who you are. But that should be the only mission. My only mission is to show you how I'm, you know, to demonstrate how I've been successful and how I was able to do it. But I'll be the first to tell you, you're not going to be able to do it just like I did in that moment in time. Can you replicate it, make it your own, but be inspired by it to some degree and get some success? Yes. But after that one moment where you copied or regurgitated something I said, what are you going to do after that moment? And then the moment after that, and then in the moment after that, and then how are you going to go to bed? How are you going to wake up? I can't be there at all times. So at best, what I'm able to do with my business, and I would even say, Steve, is that we're showing you how we do it to give you a sense of inspiration and comfortability so then you can do it in your own way.
Absolutely. Here's another question from 25. Doctor, we'll answer your question after that, but here's another question from.
Let me read this real quick. After she said, I'll talk to you, when I talk to you, she said, thank you for calling her. A few days ago, we were talking about getting nasty, sending voice notes to each other. Okay, let me tell you something. You guys are falling in love with fantasies. And so I'm not saying that the conversation doesn't matter, but if the conversation doesn't lead to action, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
it doesn't matter that much. So unless you get a kick out of having some phone sex, you never meet the person. I mean, you know, could you learn something from that? Yeah, you could learn something from that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what she says. It's like, is she showing up? Is she spending time with you? Does she want to see you? Does she respect you? And it's clear to me that it's very iffy.
This has so many problems, man, because you're saying, okay, because here, first off, the fact that you're justifying that shit, you already lost. You're justifying. See, the thing you're coping with this shit. But the problem is that you're not accepting you're the fuck up in this shit. And I say this with love. And what I am saying is this, young man, is this. Listen, okay. You're not looking at the problem. And the problem is disrespect first. She disrespected you. And what did you do? You rewarded her bad behavior by talking to her versus checking her ass? Wait. What you mean you're going to talk to me? Let me tell you something. And this is how you got to do it. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever talk to me like that again. Do you understand me? Because the next time, if you ever say anything like that, lose my number. Do you understand me? No. What did I say? Do you understand me? Okay. We keep forward. You didn't do that because you're thirsty, needy, and desperate ass. She walked all over you, spitting your food, and because she's talking nasty to you, you're going against your own fuck. Well, you don't have no principles there, but you're going to, if you had some, you're going against them because, wow, she's talking nasty. And here's the part about it, E. You ain't fucking.
She's just, look, she's doing what they do to you human males. And that is talk to you any old kind of way because she knows you're the mark. And she's waiting for the right frequency to get the bag from your dumb motherfucking ass because she can tell all you are is an inexperienced male. He would say you, my brother. Oh, I have to drink a drink. Okay.
My bad. I was like,
Yeah.
Let's see where we're at. Yeah, man. I mean, again, it's a cope. It's a cope. Like, hey, she gave me a two-piece and called me a bitch-ass motherfucker, but then yet she sent me a booty pic. And it's like, okay, you know, is that the way you want it? Is that the way you want it? You want it like that? You want to get a two-piece? MFU, you ain't shit, but then let me send you a booty pic? I mean, is that the way you want it? If that's the way you want it, keep rolling in that direction.
Yeah.
I will tell you that, man, you can do better than that.
All right, the doc says, can you expand on when and when not to invite a woman over to your house? You want to go first or shall I?
I mean, we would need to talk to you. We would need to know, like, a few more specifics about your life. But if you're, like, a dude that doesn't have any kids, I mean, you just work in a job. I mean, there's time to make this stuff happen, man. I used to meet women out at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning after working all day. Like, I would work 12 hours. Go home and get like 45 minutes of a power nap, jump in the shower, you know, get myself dressed, and then go meet a woman like at 2 o'clock in the morning and see her from like 2 to 4 and smash and all that shit. So it's like, you know, you got 24 hours in a day. Use all the hours, man. Use all the hours. Now, when it comes to inviting a woman to your house, I mean, you could do a FaceTime date with somebody and get a pretty good feel of who they are. I mean, are you going to get an ultimate feel? Nah, so you could be with somebody for 5 years and not ever really know everything about them. But, you know, that's why I suggest to do FaceTime calls because you can get an idea, you know, what's this person like, look at her atmosphere, get a, you know, kind of get a vibe of how she communicates, and then you make a decision. You make a decision.
Doc, I say this with love, man, because I want to help.
Simple.
Yeah, I want to help you, but you got to understand something, not understand something. You need to understand. You need to go back and read that first question you asked us and then look at this question you're asking right now. You are not experienced enough for a woman to recognize that you're that kind of dude that wants to go over your house. She doesn't, I told you before, she doesn't know you, nor does she trust you. Why do you think a woman, how is that going to work? Well, what do you do for a living? What college you go to? Oh, by the way, let's go to my place. Do you think life is porn? You actually think these women, they might be naive, but they ain't stupid. And they know exactly what you are because of how you are. Well, let's go out on a date. Well, let's go to the coffee thing. You already told her your story. No experience. Can't kiss, can't fuck, can't eat pussy. Don't know the right music to play. Don't know about lighting. You're not romantic. Don't know about being sensual, sexual, seductive, smooth, kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, freaky. You don't know that. You're a, can I put the tip in? Wait, first let's go Netflix and chill. Can I put the tip in 3 minutes and she ain't nothing? I'll give you 5 because I'm being nice. So let me ask a question. What the fuck is a woman going to get out of a 5-minute fucking nut off of you? What is she getting out of this? A bunch of questions going over to a house where you got to turn on the TV for entertainment because you're boring. And then you hop on her. I mean, come on. Y'all got to think for a second, man. This is why you need coach. I keep telling you, they don't want to hear me. This is why you need help because your mind is fucking sabotaging you. It's telling you you got enough skills to ask a woman over your place when you don't even know how to fucking set up a goddamn tea date.
I mean, it's situational, too. It's situational. I mean, for us to tell you when and where to do that, that's almost nearly impossible. We can give you a couple scenarios where that would make sense, where a natural flow from the conversation, the interaction, the conversation is gelling. The two of you have sexual chemistry. Then you can transition it. But for us to tell you that right now, that's nearly impossible because it's situational. And plus, we haven't even seen you talk to you. We know nothing about you. So I would suggest that you hire one of us so we can help you a little bit. but it's almost impossible to do. I mean, you know, it would have to make sense for you to do something like that.
Believer, for all things, for all animals, big and small, don't ever say some shit like this. Don't ever, I want to tell a woman I'm on a date, I'm going to kiss you before the date ends. Are you, dude, when she hears that, she's going to go into her fucking female file, and she's going to go past the Everett Overtons of the world, and she's going to keep going to the, oh, wait, let me get that X-File of these creepy, weirdo motherfuckers that have been trying to hurt, harm, put some chloroform, and chain me up in their goddamn house. What the fuck are they thinking, E?
I mean, believer, listen, man. I mean, do you announce it when you walk through a door? I'm about to walk through this door, and you just walk through the door.
I'm grabbing these keys.
I mean, and that's another cope. I'm going to be honest. I can point to everything as being a cope. I will find a cope in everything a motherfucker says. Even if he's saying positive shit, I'm still going to find a cope in there. So, and I'm going to continue moving that direction in 2022, but I will tell you, the fact that you announced the kiss just shows that you're not confident that she wanted to kiss you. So you're like preparing her, like, I'm going to lay a big wet smack. I'm going to lay a big wet one on you. Hope you enjoy it. It was a cope. It was your way of letting her know that you want to kiss her.
Yes.
You don't have to announce it, bro. If she's feeling you just kiss her. You just move in and kiss her. Just like you do anything. You have to announce to the toilet seat, hey, I'm going to sit on you right now. No, I mean, you just sit on the toilet.
Yes.
And it's the same thing when you walk through a door and do anything else. So if you have to announce it, you're coping to some degree, to a great degree. And so that's not how it works. But woman wants to kiss you. When you lean in to kiss her, she's going to kiss you.
Yeah, guys, also, if y'all got a question, make sure y'all put a Q in it. We only recognize questions that have a Q in it. We got, hey, our girl, I also got another super chat. But here we go. Haven't given it away yet. She ain't give up the ass yet. Well, I mean, wait. You didn't give up the kitty cat, but the anal, the head, the jerk off. We haven't answered that question. But thank you guys for advice. Going to step it up in order to get the, okay. What say you on this quick super chat?
I mean, I'm glad that we were able to give her some advice that opened up some new doors.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you that women today are not thinking about the value that they offer men. It's more specifically within the confines of a marriage. It's clear. I bet you this girl hasn't even thought, damn, what can I bring a husband? What can I bring a man? How can I make his life better? You know, women generally want to be served. They don't want to serve. Now, and I will tell you in all fairness, so do men because they're very feminine today. So if you notice that the man wants the woman to do a lot, although she has to bring value, it's in her best interest to bring value. But men want women to cater to them too. I'm not saying that's bad, but men have to do a lot of the front end work. Women, once she feels comfortable with you, you'd be surprised what you can pull out of a woman. So I'm glad that we were able to say a couple of things to her that opened some new doors.
Absolutely. Hey, remember, John Wick tickets, okay? Get them damn tickets. All right, so all right, his next one. I told her to be ready at 7 p.m. I arrived at 6:55 and I called her. She asked me to give her a few minutes to get ready. At 7:05, she was not. I rolled out. As an example, knowing my value. E, what say you, brother?
Let me read this real quick. I told her to be ready at 7 p.m. I arrived at 6:55 and called her. She asked me to give her a few minutes to get ready. At 7:05, she was not. I rolled off. Well, first of all, I don't know why you're picking her up. That's number one. I mean, it sounds like you were ready to pick her up. I don't recommend that. Now, I could be wrong, but it sounds like you went to pick her up. And so you got to remember, like, women run late for various reasons, and they don't know you yet. They don't know that punctuality is important to you. They don't know that. So what you could have said is, I like the fact that you're putting in a little extra effort on your appearance for me tonight. That's cool, but you're already running behind, so let's get going. So you kind of like let her know, I appreciate that you're putting in the extra effort for me tonight, but punctuality is important. That would be like a coach just cutting players immediately after they do something fucked up. You got to give it a little bit of time. You got to give them an adjustment period. So I feel to some degree you were being emotional there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't advise you pick women up. Women have cars. There's Uber. They can meet you.
Yeah. Here's my my problem with what you're saying, Big Dog, is that, again, we talked about this early. You got to give them a little wiggle room. Now, again, if she's really interested in you, she's going to be a little bit nervous, meaning that she's going to take a little bit of extra time to put on the makeup to make sure everything's just right, make sure the dress is right, make sure the outfit's right. Okay, 5 minutes versus 15, 20, that's totally different. But look what she did. She at least gave you the courtesy call to let you know. It wasn't a thing. Now, hold on. Wait. You arrived and called her. Whoa. We got a problem here. Whoa. Let me back up. She's not the problem here. You're the problem. She should have called you and said, look, I'm running a little late. Why did you call her? Why did you call? See, that something's not right here, E, because if she's really into you and she really, really wants to get at you, she's going to make sure if she's late, well, from me, I can't speak for E, but E's like me, so I'm sure they all run the same packs with us, that they know that they only get that one shot. And they know that if they show fuck up that shot, they got to get to the back of the end of the line. They got to get to the back of the end of the line and wait for the other women to get their turn. That's how it is. But she should say, oh my God, I'm late. Let me call him. Hey, I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be there at 7 o'clock, but I'm running a little bit late. She should have said that to you. You shouldn't call her at all. So that means that there was sounds like a little bit of thirst here, or you wasn't on any value because you're calling her. Again, it goes back to your fours. You got to know your whys. You got to defend it, stand on it, and express it. But not to call her when she's late. She should have called you to tell you that I'm running late. He would say you, my brother.
I mean, I want to tell guys this because they're not that advanced, even when they think they are. You got to remember that women are used to simps. So running
right.
late
yes.
is not wrong to
yes.
them,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
Running late is not a crime. Yes. They're not reprimanded for that. They're not. So when a woman meets you, she doesn't know
yes.
100% that you're different and that you've been coached by Stephen Dean Williams or the Champion Gang. She doesn't know that. She doesn't. I mean, women could sense something's unique and different, but she still has her old habits. She's not going to break like that. It takes a little. There is an adjustment time, and you have to coach her. Now, look, if you got no patience and you have an anger management problem and you're passive aggressive, like a lot of people, but then maybe you're gonna eliminate her over 5-10 minutes. But it all comes back to your individualized ability to coach her. Yes. Now, look, if you tell her on the date, listen, I appreciate all the extra time you put in because you do look dope, you look fine, but moving forward, I'm gonna need you to be on time. Watch her reaction to that.
Right.
Take a look at how she responds. Does she roll her eyes? Does she have an attitude? Does she do the neck roll? What is her body language, defensive? Or does she say, you're right, I do apologize? Because some women will apologize. Some women will actually hear that and say, yeah, I was just trying to get ready for you. I lost track of time. I do apologize. I won't do that again. I've heard women say that shit before. So, I will tell you, you got to know that women are used to simps. They
yes.
dominate our population.
Yes. Like zombies.
And so they dominate.
Yes.
I mean, guys like us don't dominate. We're fossils. Almost nearly impossible.
Yeah,
nearly impossible
yeah.
to find a man that has the mentality of guys or men like us. So I need you to know that you got to be a little bit patient in the beginning stages because there is an adjustment period because she has her own ways, and running late for a woman, especially since it's not reinforced by a man, she doesn't think she's being wrong.
Yeah, real real quick, I'm going to say this before we say things to your chat. Brother, Peep Gang, you could have taken that to your advantage. Remember, I always keep telling you guys, how you play tennis and return serve is very important. This was another opportunity. You know what? I'm cool with you running late, but guess what? I'm going to find a way that you can make it up to me. That's all you had to say. Advantage you. You take situations. Don't just want to charge them or run away. Look at and remember standing on your four. Come on, man. 36 divided by 9. Same thing. She's late. You know what? Okay, it's cool. But, hey, while I'm waiting, I'm going to come up with things that you can do to make it up to me. That makes it fun, flirty, and things like that. You just don't want to, man, fuck that bitch. I'm going to go, man, you don't do that. Anyway, Flash, you want to give a shout-out to Flash right there with the super chat saying thanks to Uncle Steve and EO for sharing wisdom. Deeply appreciated. And then our dog, Aussie.
Shout out to Big Aussie.
Yeah, Big Aussie, man. Yes, man. Appreciate that, man. Guys,
always a pleasure to have you.
Absolutely. Guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056. The lines are going down in 6 minutes, guys. Lines down in 6 minutes, gentlemen, okay? Guys, you got a question? Put a
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Another thing, it's like, do employers just fire you? I mean, I guess there's some things that would warrant an immediate dismissal. There's going to be some things that do that.
Yes.
Some things that you might do. You bring a gun to your job. Okay, you're fired. if they tell you up front, hey, we have a no tolerance policy within the first 90. If you call off or you're late, you will be let go.
Mm.
If they let you know from the beginning, now you know.
Yeah.
But it's like if women don't know you, they don't the Bernie E.L. way, the unique 79 way,
mm-hmm.
Every man. They don't know your way. They know the last guy's way. They know their way,
right.
which doesn't have your best interest. Just know that a woman's way will not initially have your best interest. So be like the employer. You give them a warning. You say, hey, listen, you do it in a positive way, too. You don't have to be super, super mean.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, listen, I appreciate the effort you put in. You look sexy. But punctuality is important to me. So from now on, when I give you a time, I need you to hit that time. All right, baby girl? And then just let her respond. Now, if you see attitude, you know that you might not be, you shouldn't be giving her a lot of your time moving forward. Okay? But if you see women say, you know, you're right, I apologize, I lost track of time, I had a busy day, I'm fashionably late. Women say that a lot, fashionably late. So don't kill her over it, not literally kill her, but don't punish her too harshly for that. Give her a moment to adjust and see how she adjusts.
Look, LG, look, man, look, we got to kind of work on, let's make 2022 the year of stop worrying about other men. There are a lot of feminine, emotional, and might I say, just liking me. I don't want to use the G word. There's a lot of a fruit booty going on with this kind of thing. A girl I'm seeing is dealing with a simp. He has taken on a trip. He took her to a date to work, a work event, but I think it's working on her. Let me say something real quick, E. Guys, I can only speak for me. Look, guys, listen. I encourage her to go out with Mr. Winsworth to Chez Francois and get that $100 or $200 plate meal. I encourage her to call that guy to fix whatever is broken in her house, and hell, even pay her rent if necessary. Cause I ain't doing that shit. I'm not doing it. I am giving her dick and bubble gum. I'm all out of bubble gum. All she gets, I'm just her dildo. That's all I am. When you want to fuck, call me. But I don't. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to get involved in your fucking business. Her business is her business. Why are you in her business where you're talking to two men, not about you, but you're talking about you and another guy? And dude, E, take the wheel, man. Take the wheel.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, she does like it, and let her like it. Okay, why wouldn't a girl like a dude that's taking her on a trip? Why wouldn't a dude like, a guy that's taking her out to eat? She does like it. But she likes other things, too. For example, we talk about when you're young and not ready, maybe you don't want to settle down yet. You want to have a rotation. Wouldn't every woman bring something different? One chick is maybe a woman you go out to dinner with. Maybe you want to have the dinner experience, and there's one girl in your rotation.